I was born in 1927. So that makes me now 83 years old. Well, what happened was that I'm not going through. I went through and got my undergraduate degrees and so on and so forth.
Now, where did you get those?
I got those in Northern Colorado State University.
Okay. So where were you born?
I was born in Denver, Colorado.
Oh, wow.
My mother, first mother, was a school teacher. And back in those days, they didn't talk about not marriage and so on and so forth. So that's why I was born. It's kind of an interesting sort of thing. But a psychologist got me at Northern Colorado State University. And he was doing some studies on some newborns. And as a result, I was, of course, vacated after that particular situation, after he adopted me. A custodian there says, well, I'll take him. And that's what happened. And it so happens that that custodian was during the Great Depression. That was the only position he could probably pick up, but he had a teaching certificate also. And so he went ahead and raised me, and I proceeded through going through high school and so on and so forth. It was a special high school there in Northern Colorado. That's why I was involved in that study. And as a result, I went through and went to the Navy. And terrible time. Mm-hmm. At that particular time, you're known as 619-5672. You're not known as Harold Baldwin. So that's what I got by. I really didn't appreciate the Navy very much. It wasn't my cup of tea.
What year was that?
That was back in 1943-44. During the good old World War II. Right.
Now, where all did you end up going during World War II?
Well, I wasn't a very cooperative individual in the Navy, and so I only lasted for 18 months. The war was over in that particular part, and as a consequence of that, you could get out on points. So what I did was work for the points, and I only served 18 months. Came back then, and I dropped out of high school. Came back and went back to high school, graduated, and that was a good learning experience. So after that particular situation, I went ahead and went to the university there, and completed an undergraduate degree, took a position in Pueblo, Colorado, teaching at a high school.
And what did you get your degree in?
I was in industrial studies at that particular time. After completing that degree, I took a position in Pueblo, Colorado at a high school in Pueblo, Colorado, rather large high school. Matter of fact, it was as large, if not larger, than the university at that particular time. So I went ahead and then picked up an undergraduate degree and taught for about seven years. And decided I wanted to move on, so I decided to get a master's degree. And went back to the same university, picked up a master's degree. And then I decided, well, I need to make a move. So my wife and I were discussing this, you know, should you leave, should you go, or what, you know, what do you want to do with your life now? And I says, well, I'd like to teach in a university, or college, or some, you know, someplace. So I was looking at the map, trying to pick out places to go. And as a result, she says, let me see that map. I says, okay. So she took a line and she drew from the California all the way to the East Coast on the southern area. She says, I'm tired of living in this snow and this 39 degree below zero. She says, so we're going south. So I put up a resume and put my picture on it and mailed it out to, well, I guess 100 different type people and so on and so forth. So then I got back several of them, and to make a story short, we picked the one out of Middle Tennessee State University. And we made the trip here, and came in, and they had an opening, of course, and they were advertising. And when I got here, they went ahead and said, well, when I came for the interview, they said, well, we'll go ahead and, you know, have a position for you. We advertised we'd filled. And so we really don't have a position, but it says we're kind of in a predicament. He says, it seems like everybody that's hired here has graduated from MTSU. And we need some people who are not MTSU graduates. So they says, we'll make a, we'll go ahead. We've got one course that you can teach. And then we'll go ahead and have you teach that. And he says, the education department has abandoned a crafts course. They don't require it of their people anymore. So we can let you go ahead and take that and pick up that particular course. And he says, if you'll come, we'll work you in as we go along, not knowing what I was going to end up teaching. So I says, well, okay. I says, it sounds good. And they were very friendly, and, you know, I got along with them good, and it sounded like maybe a promising sort of position. So I went ahead and said, I'll come. I'll come to the university, and then you can work that out. But when I got here, I had those two courses, and they said, well, what we're going to do is to put you over at the campus school. And she says, you'll be teaching the third grade through the eighth grade. And that kind of threw me for a loop, you know. So I says, well, you know, it sounds good. And then I talked to my wife, and she says, well, you need college experience, because several of the applications that came in says we don't, you know, we want somebody with a college teaching experience. So I said, I can get my college experience, and then we can go ahead and move on. Well, when when I got here, I says, okay, I'll take it, and we'll work something out and see what happens. Well, the first time I met my crafts course, there was two students. And they went ahead and says, we'll run it this time, and we'll adjust things. And you can go ahead and maybe develop that course. And then over at the campus school, they says, you'll take the third, fourth, and fifth, and sixth grades during the week for 1 hour in the afternoon from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. And then you'll take the seventh and eighth grades from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. 5 days a week. So that didn't leave a lot of time to think. So I was pretty busy. But
what did you teach, though?
I taught them crafts, little things to do, you know, okay. And what you do in the elementary schools, you know, with paper and all that sort of thing, you know, to get
so
them.
Small manipulative.
Yeah, small manipulative sort of things. And I kind of enjoyed that for one reason. Those kids were tickled to death to get up out of those chairs and move around for a change.
Yes.
And they were very enthusiastic. So I kind of enjoyed that. And the seventh and eighth grade was the same way. They enjoyed it. So that worked out fine.
Well, then what happened? What department did you eventually
migrate
to?
Well, I was in the in the industrial arts is what they called it in those days program, and so that basically worked out fine, and I didn't have it. And I continued over at the campus school for about four or five years, and gradually went at it. And the crafts course was very interesting because what happened was that I introduced. And I had quite a background in crafts of various kinds. So I introduced jewelry, in which we actually did gold work, silver work, centrifugal silver casting, which was a kind of a lost wax process. And he let me do all of these things in order to get students to make the classes make. So I ended up adding internal carving with plastics, did some leather work, all of this sort of thing. And eventually, I moved to the point of where I says, well, I'll introduce a little printing. And in the process of printing, that developed into a popular course, but we had the old movable type method. And as a result of that, why you couldn't do, you're quite limited to do little stationery and that sort of thing, but it introduced it.
Well, now, how many years were you at MTSU?
Well, that's from 1959 until 1991.
1959 to 1991, so
32 years. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.